Tenachecha denosa meis. What's going to be your first, let's say, your brother marry his wife. V'yachakach nosachai. And then the second brother that's alive now, he married his wife secondly. Then it's a svaro, the migud ishtri iser eshasach, ishtri nami iser achos isha. Lamashal, first your brother got married. So when your brother got married, his wife is also to you with an iser eshasach. Now let's say your brother would die right now, there's a heter for you to go be miyabnu. So it's called that isha has a heter on her. Now if you go and marry your brother's wife's sister, that's who you go marry now. Now when you marry your wife, it comes out that your brother's wife is not only your brother's wife, it's your wife's sister also. So that's the Svar of Ishtri. Since like there was a heter ready chal to marry your brother's wife first, now when you marry the sister and your brother's wife gets a second Issa, we say no, the good is a Svar of Hul the Ishtri. Because that's what happened by Mitzvah here. First the Mitzvah had Tumas Mitzvah. So there was a din, Mitzvah is allowed to go into the base of Midrash, put your hands in. Later, when you come about Bal-Keri doesn't stop you. But what's going to be the opposite way around, though? So this good, the Migul, the story, Yisra'esh Yisra'ach, story Nami Yisra'ach Yisisha. El Anosachai, what's going to be about the brother that's still alive now? He married one sister first. V'yachakach Nosameis. Then the second brother that's going to die soon, he married the other sister. So it comes out, Yisra'ach Yisisha Kodim, that first, his wife, that lady, was also to you, Machmas, your wife's sister. She weren't allowed to marry you. So then there's no Miku, there's no Ishtari. She was also at the beginning, she remains Issa. You have Narayan for Mitzvah in the case that you're about Keri first, and then Mitzvah comes to still be Mutter. Maybe it's only Mutter if first the Mitzvah took place. There's a Heter on a Mitzvah. So once the Heter was Chal-like, even if another Issa comes, it doesn't stop the Heter. But here, if you married one sister first, so automatically the other sister is also to you. Then your brother marries that sister, maybe she still remains also. Vaito, v'yafilu nosa meis, even if your brother married the sister first, na mitenecheicha de nosa meis, or meis, that's only good if your brother married one sister and your brother died first. V'yachakach nosa chai, and then you married the other sister first. Before you were miyabim, your brother's wife, you went ahead and like a wise guy and married the other sister. Avad, you shouldn't have done that. Because by doing that, you're stopping mitzvah yibum. What you should have done better is marry your brother's wife. But you didn't, you went fast and married the other sister. In such a case, I'll understand the chazalei de b'nei b'nei. There was a time when you were mutter to marry your brother's wife, so maybe the heter still remains. Ela nosa meis. What's going to be if your brother got married first? V'loy meis, he didn't die yet. V'yachakach nosa chai. And then you, the one that's still alive, marries the other sister. Lo yischazel leklal. Your brother's wife was never mutter to you. So in such a case, you won't have ishtri. Miloy meid ula, doesn't ula agree? Shimro keri v'leil shmini. Let's say this Mitzvah saw the Keri at the night of the eighth day. Shein machnes yodo lebehinus. Then when it comes the eighth day, he cannot bring his hands into the Yazorah. Why? Shlo yotze shor shiruya lehavi bo carbon. There never came a second that this Mitzvah was right to bring carbon. He could only bring a carbon to Mitzvah on the eighth day. Lemaisa, the night of the eighth day, became about Keri. So right away in the morning, he's never fit to bring the carbon. So since he's never fit to bring the carbon, he can't bring the carbon. In other words, Ula's din is only if first the Mitzvah in the morning was Tohar, Askeri. He was able to go into the Beis HaMikdash. If you have the Heter to go in, then we say a Svar, the Heter doesn't go out. But over here, if the two brothers marry two sisters, so there's never a Heter for you to marry your brother's wife. So Melo, now when your brother dies, there's no Svar Hoyo Vishtri. Since the Isra of marrying your brother's wife should go off, no, it doesn't go off. Because she's your wife's sister. So again, we're back to the Kasha. Since she's your wife's sister, there's no Havmin in the world. You should marry her. What do we need a Pasuk for? Again, we stop Shrimp. Blab Shrimp again. You're holding Daf Ches. Ches Amar Aleph. Yes, so far we had a Kasha still. Now the Gemara's in the answer.
that even if you want to say a svar from Hovi Ishtari, like it says by a Metzorah, that even though he's a Balkari, he still is allowed to put his hand inside. So he said that's only good if your brother got married first and your brother died. And then you married the other sister, so at the time when your brother died, living, there was a mitzvah yibum. Then afterwards you married their brother's wife's sister, now there should be a svar from Hovi Ishtari. So Gemara says, no, enech nami, that's a good terrorist. It's Elo ki itzrach oleho, I'll tell you true, that's the case where we need the pasuk oleho. Heicha de nosa meis, where first your brother that died first married one sister. Umeis, and your brother died. So when your brother died right now, you didn't marry the other sister yet, there would be a mitzvah yibum. V'yacha kach nosa chai. And the case now, the brother that's alive, instead of marrying, doing mitzvah yibum, marrying his brother's wife, he went ahead and married the other sister. In such a case now, I would think that if he wants to marry his brother's wife, do mitzvah yibum, he would be allowed to. Because first his brother died, and at the time his brother died, he was not married to the sister yet. So at that time there's a mitzvah yibum chal, there's an ishtari. So I say a svara, since there's an ishtari, then even if he goes ahead and marries the Yavama's sister, so now when he wants to do mitzvah yibum, she's an erva, but I would have thought there's a svar hurl, the ishtari, that since she was once mutter to you, she remains mutter to you. On that, I need the pasuk oleh to tell me no, that even in such a case, since you went ahead and married the other sister, so now when you want to be miyabim, your brother's wife, since she is your wife's sister, it's tak also. That's the one case we need the pasuk. That's one teretz. The boy is saying another teretz is like this. Asya b'hekesha medreb yoyna. Again, without the pasuk oleho, I would have thought that you are allowed to be miyavim any erva. Even if your brother married your daughter or your wife's sister, I would have thought you're allowed to. Why? Because I have the hekish of the Rabbi Yonah. The Yomer Rabbi Yonah said, V'itema rafuna bred Rabbi Yeshua. Omakroa, the pasuk says, Ki chol asher yase mikol atueva seila, v'nichrisu. This is in the Parshas Kedoshim, v'yikru yudches. That after it talks about all the ervas, it says a klal at the end, and all the issues that are ushered to you, but there is a chiyuv chorus, the pasuk says, ki chol asher yase mikol atueva seila, v'nichrisu. If anybody lives with any one of those ladies, he's chayav chorus. So Rabbi Yonah says, hukshu kol haroyes kulon, there's a hekesh, all the haroyes together. So you all have the same halacha. So now with this hekesh, I would think that they're all hukish, liyeshesach, to your brother's wife. Now it says for like this, ma eshesach, sharyo, just like your brother's wife. When there's no mitzvah yibum, she's bechal, this erba of chorus. So now I would think, just like the mokim yibum, she's mutter, you're allowed to marry your brother's wife, is av kol aroyis namisharyan, there should be a hekish, that is one halacha to all the aroyis. So just like this erev of eshesach becomes mutter, b'mokim yibum, I would have thought all the other erevs also become mutter, b'mokim yibum. This is the havamina. It's a hekish. And like Rashi says in the hekish, you don't ask any questions. Before we wanted to say it's a mamitzinu, the same way we see it there, we see it here. Then we ask the question, no, eshesach is only one erev. Well, your brother married one of the other erevs also. She's like your daughter, or she's like your wife's sister. There are two erevs to your brother's wife. So there's no mamitzin, you can't learn it out. But now that we're learning it out from a hekish means the Torah itself puts them all together, so when the Torah puts them all together, you don't ask any questions. So we could have learned out, just like Eishas Ach has this heter, you're allowed to marry a mokim yibum, even though before this she was an erva to you, I would have thought mali chad erva, mali trey ervas, I would have thought the real mutter.
Like an ishtari.
It's a hekish. It's a new sort of hekish. No svar. This is a partial hekish. A limud akro. Rashi says, the boy is saying, itzur chaleh, diloy kos habamina, taste the yibam achoisi, shalahat deva hekish at Rabbi Yaina. There's a hekish. The Rashi says, itzur chaleh, diloy kos habamina, taste the yibam achoisi, shalahat deva hekish at Rabbi Yaina. The Yomer Rabbi Yaina, kichol asher yasem, kol tovei vaseilu, hukshu, kol arroy yizulazu. Now, ulinyin ha'ara k'nosav lo Rabbi Yaina be'abo ayivimtei. In the sixth parak, he learns it out there, that ha'ara. The shalom is, when you live with an isha's erva to you, when you chayav chorus, do you have to go into all together, make a gemar biya, or it's enough ha'ara? Ha'ara means just the tchilas Hachnosas Torah, the collection of Neshika, the Gemara says there, just when you Eva touches her, for that alone you chayiv Misa. So it says it by one Erva, and Nebbi Yonah has a Hekish by all the Arois the same Halacha. Ha'orolo, as long as you just touch her there, but Makam Erva, you have a Neshika, but you Eva Torah, you chayiv Chorus. So that's what his Hekish is. So from the same Hekish, Hochinami, have a mean, I would have thought, Huk Shokula Neshesach. All the Arois have the same Halacha like an Neshesach. Now, v'yafagav d'hocha chad yisur v'ocha tre yisurin, like we had before, in Svarish, you can't learn out one from another, because Eishasach is only one ever. That's all she is. She's just your brother's wife. So the Torah says, v'mokim yibam, you're allowed to marry her. Mashenkin, if your brother married your daughter, or your wife's sister, that there are two yisurin, I would have thought you're not allowed to be miyabim. But if it's a hekish, the klal is, ein meshivan al hekish. You don't ask any questions on hekish. That's not like a kosev. Therefore now I need the pasuk Olel to tell me, no, not like that. Olel tells me, don't mistake and make this hekeshter of Yoina to teach us that there's a mitzvah yibim by any one of the ervas. No, Olel says there's only a mitzvah yibim, only b'eshesach. But when you have another erva involved, and the erva of Olel, it says by your wife's sister. Those of your brother married your wife's sister, and your brother died, there's no mitzvah yibim. So that's why we need the pasuk Olel. This is a good teretz. Now, Ravina. No, I still have a question now. Ravachim Medif, yes, Ravina like this. Michti, let's see. Kol aroyois ikoliak shinu liyeshesach. We have now again Yabyanis Hekish. In this one Pashas of Bayikra, it says all the ervas together. Now, there's a Hekish Teishesach. Eishesach is an erva, your brother's wife. But the Torah says when your brother dies without children, you're allowed to marry his wife. So that's the heter. I would have thought, learn out all the other ervas from this case. So one svar is, everybody should be mutter b'mokim yibim. Even if your brother is married to your wife's sister, or to your daughter. Now, v'yikoliak shinoliak v'yisisha. There's another way to learn out. The Torah says the posik of oleo is by your wife's sister. To tell us that your wife's sister is also to you, even in a case where your brother married your wife's sister, and your brother dies. So really, there should be a mitzvah to marry his to b'miyavim his wife. The Torah says, Oleo, even in that case, you're not allowed to. So it's a chiddush on your wife's sister, you're not allowed to be miyavna. So now, my chazis, the akshis le'achos isham. So in this parsha of the arroyos, there are two chiddushim there. One erva says you're allowed to be miyavna, eshesach, and another erva says you're not allowed to, achos isham. So how do you know which way to learn the other ervas from? Maybe all the other ervas better learn out from Eshesach. Just like Eshesach is mutter, maybe your own daughter, maybe your mother-in-law also should be mutter.
Yeah, the part of Gemara though, that because there's two
assurim, we'll soon see. But what Rashi says, the Hekish, you don't ask any questions though. That wouldn't bother a Hekish though. I will soon see. Gemara, one tells Gemara answers like you're saying. We'll soon see. Yes, the more question now, my chod is the yakshis lachos isha, akshin leishasach, better make the ekish teishasach. So the more says two terutzim. I boi yisem one teratism posh the svara, lakula v'chumra, lakumra makshinim. If you have a doubt, which word to learn it out from, it's an issa the yiraisa, like the klal suffer the yiraisa, you go lakumra, it's a svara go lakumra. True. In the parsha of all these ervas, it says two chidushim. One erva, your brother's wife says you're allowed to. One erva, your wife's sister says you're not allowed to. So the rest of the ervas, your daughter, your grandmother, which one is a doima? So you don't know which way, go to Chumra and say that other ervas have the Yisurim, you're not allowed to be miyabna. And the boy is saying, the second terrace, like you want to say, boy is saying, ha tre Yisura, vachi tre Yisura. Now let's see. Your brother's wife only has one Issa. The only thing that's wrong with your brother's wife is she's your brother's wife. If your brother is married to your wife's sister, there are two Issurim involved there. When your brother married your wife's sister, so now your brother's wife has two things wrong with her. First of all, she's your brother's wife, and secondly, she's your sister-in-law. So there are two reasons why you're not allowed to be miyab her. Now, any other erva would also have the same problem. There'll also be two Issurim. Let's say your brother married your daughter. So your daughter is also to you for two reasons now. First of all, she's your daughter, and secondly, she's married to your brother. It's your brother's wife. So all the other ervas now, when your brother married them, there'll always be two Yisurim involved. So it's a svara, learn out two from two. Just like the Torah says, by your wife's sister, even if your brother is married to and your brother dies, you can't be miyabim. So it's a svara, all the other Yisurim also are daima to that case, rather than learning it out from your brother's wife, because your brother's wife only has one Isser. The only thing wrong with this is just that she's your brother's wife, but there's no other Erebus involved. Such a swear as the Hekish would rather make the Hekish to your sister-in-law than rather to approach the case of your brother's wife. Right. So the Torah saying you have to. Torah says you're allowed to write. So maybe just that Torah was the matter with here, all the other Arabs should also be mutter. That's one swara. The other swara is no. The Torah says clearly by your sister-in-law you're not allowed to. That's the question. Which way should we learn out from? Your brother's wife, the Torah gave a heter. Your sister-in-law said no. What about when your brother marries your daughter? That's the swara. Your daughter now has two isurim to you. And your sister-in-law has two isurim. So learn out all the other Arabs from your sister-in-law to say they're all awesome. Hochet, that's more answers. Boy, you say more. Hochet trei isurei, for hochet trei isura. For trei mitrei yalfinon. You learn out two from two. Avol hochet chod isura. For when your brother, brastam, your brother's wife, there's only one isur involved, just that she's your brother's wife. True, the Torah said it's mutter, but maybe the Torah only said it's mutter with only one isur involved. But learn now in the case where your brother married your daughter, that now his wife has two isurim to you, your daughter and your eshesach, you don't learn out. You're right, a little bit to write what you're saying, when I can't go into this too much, Nishibish Redo, they say is that, even Mokim Yibum, it's not the pshat that the erva goes off, there's no erva. The mitzvah is to go marry that erva, Chiddish. Because Mashmi, it's called Trei Yisurim. Because the Mokim Yibum, it's called Trei Yisurim. The eshesach is still there. It's not the pshat, now she's like a stranger, you're allowed to marry her. But Mokum Yibam, the Torah says, go and marry your brother's wife that really has an Is Erva. Like the mitzvah goes on to that Erva. The Torah says, take that Erva. But she's called an Erva to you still. Because the Torah lets you take the Erva. But now that she's your daughter also, so there are two Risurim there. Two Risurim, you don't have any heter. Two Risurim is more mistarva to learn out from your sister-in-law. Here the Torah says, clearly your sister-in-law is also. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi comes on to new territory now. Rabbi Omer, Erva Letzricha Kroa, Einoch Nami. Rabbi says, the Pasuk Olehel, we do not need for an Erva. If your brother is married to your sister-in-law, to your daughter, Pshit Yekibi Miyabno. Why? Diyei Nesa Deich Olesa Seshesh Bekoris. There's no Havimin in the world. There's no Klal Nesa Kubi Deich Olesa Seshesh Bekoris. So I don't need a Pasuk that you can't be Miyabing your brother's wife if it's also your daughter. Ki Yitzchak Kroa, when do I need a Pasuk? Only Lameisa Tzora. That's all. In the case where your brother again was married to your daughter, and he had a second wife also. Now the second wife was a stranger to you. So when your brother dies, true in Svar, you can't marry your own daughter, but why can't you marry the other wife? The other wife, the only thing that's wrong with her is just that she's your brother's wife. She's only a pure Eshesach. So I would have thought an Eshesach is mutter. That's what I need the Pasuk Oleha. Oleha tells me that you can't marry your brother's wife. When one is an erva, the tzara is also awesome.
Those that learn the pasuk aleha for erva, how do they learn tzara?
Well, sonsi, the mar said there for litzra. What's sonsi? From litzra, right? Same pasuk says aleha on his litzra. Sonsi. But the mar v'yer for the mar, that's true. V'yer v'latzricha kroa. V'atani we learned before in the brisa. Ein liyelahi. We only know that she's also mishum. That's all. Only elahi. Mashmu. We need the pasuk for her. That was the most kash. It says the pasuk oleha. I only know that she's an erva. How do I know to say that tzara is also wasa? I need a second pasuk litzra. So you see, one pasuk was for the erva, and one pasuk was for the tzara. So the Gemara says no, mishum tzarasa. Both pasukim, like you need both of them only for the tzara. Trashi mishum tzarasa, mishum the boy lemistei tzarasa minayin. That's why it says it. But the ikir chiddush only is for the tzarasa. Toshima, come and bring your proof again, like kash on rova. Rebbe Yom Rebbe says, the Pasuk says, V'lokcha loy li'isha v'yivma. That's the Pasuk. By Yibam, the Pasuk says, Loshen, V'lokcha loy li'isha. You should take it yourself for a wife. V'yivma, you should be miyabma. So Gemara Dashin's V'lokach. The Pasuk could have just said V'lokach. And it says now V'lokcha. It sounds like an extra Loshen, V'lokcha. V'yibam, it says V'yivma. It could have just said the word V'lokach and V'yibim. And instead of that, it says V'lokcha v'yivma. So what does it say this extra haze for? Two extra haze. So Rebbe Darshan's Leset Tzoras Faroyis. We need the Pasuk to teach us that an Erva B'mokim Yibam is awesome, and then within a Tzor is awesome. So who are here? It's a Kash and Rava. Here you see Rebbe the Tana needs a Pasuk Faroyis. True, not the Pasuk Olehel, another Pasuk. Like Rashi says, V'lokcha L'elisha V'yivma. have imotzla meima v'lokach isha v'yibim. It just should have said, take a wife and be miyabma. Uksiv v'lokcha mashrim meyuta zu v'le'acheres. It's a miyad. Only this one you could take and not another one. There is an isha, even though it's your wife's brother, that you're not allowed to be miyabim. That's v'lokcha. This one, but not somebody else. What do you mean not somebody else? If she's an erva, if she's also your daughter, then you're not allowed to marry her. So Rebbe Dashin's one drush is for the Arois, and one is for the Tzoris. So you see, you need a pasuk even for the Erva. Tzumara says no. Eima atalya leset Tzoris shel Arois. You only need a pasuk for one chiddush. That again, if your brother is married to your daughter and he has another wife, so your daughter pshit you can be miyabim. What about the other wife that Tzorah may be yes? I need this pasuk v'lokcha. You can't marry the Tzorah. Frati Gemara Nova, Trey Kroy Kanosav Lei. Rabbi Dashin's two words, V'lokcha and V'yivma. Just for Tzoros, it would have been enough one word. Rabbi Dashin's both. Mashma, clearly you need a posik for the Arab also. So again, not like Rav Svara. Here it's Mashma, without this posik, I would have thought you would be able to be miyabim the Erva. Tzmor says, my love doesn't mean Chad Li Erva V'chad Li Tzoros. That Rebbe, this Tana, needs two psukim, one even an erva. You need a pasuk to say you can't be miyabim. So Akash and Rava, both these two drushes, Rebbe needs only for the tzara. Again, the erva itself, like Rava is saying, it's a svar, you can't be miyabim. If your brother is married to your daughter, pshito, pshito, there's no mitzvah. I need the pasuk b'locha to teach me that you can't marry the tzara. So what do I need two psukim for? Chad lemeitza tzara b'mokim mitzvah. One true, like we're saying, that you can't be miyabing the other wife, even though it's for mokim mitzvah, but for chad le mishrei tzara, shlei be mokim mitzvah. I need another possibility to say, let's say a stranger married your daughter, and the stranger had another wife also, and then the stranger dies. So, from this pasuk alone, I would have thought there's a gzeras hakasuv, where just like you can't marry your daughter, you can't marry another wife that was married to the same husband with your daughter. There's a klal all over. Tzara, you can't marry. Kamash will know, when is there a nisa tzara only b'mokim yibum? Only when it's your brother's wife. Your brother's wife, like what we said, Hezbriz, if there's a mitzvah yibum, you're allowed to marry her. Here, the pasuk says, since one wife is an erva to you, there's no mitzvah yibum on the other wife. Therefore, the other wife remains with a nisa eshesach. But let's say the husband is a stranger, so avada, the other wife is mutter to you. If a stranger married your daughter, and he has a second wife, and then he gets rid of your daughter, or he gets rid of the other wife, Havadi, you're allowed to marry her. So for this, I need a posik. That's what Rabbi means. The two psukim are going on the tzoros. You need a posik, because without the posik, I would have thought there's a new isser upon a tzora. Anytime your daughter, like, has another wife there, so you can't marry the other wife either. Just like your daughter is also, the other wife is also. Kamash lo no. It's only b'mokim yibum, but when she's married to your brother, you can't. But if she's married to somebody else, you're allowed to. The same thing. In which case? If your brother's wife, Avadah is also then. She's your brother's wife, there's no Mrs. Yibam then.
So if he died, there's no children, if there are children.
Right, then so then she's also to you. Because she was your brother's wife. Your brother's wife is also then. That's the Chiddush here though, but if it would be a stranger, then Avadah, the other wife would be mutter. Even though a stranger married your daughter and another wife, the other wife would be mutter to you. Yeah. Mrs. is my timer. V'yibem v'yivma. That's what Vidashi means. B'mokim yibum hu di'asirat tzara. When do we say you can't marry the second wife? Only when she's married to your brother. B'mokim yibum. And then the svar is, since there's no mitzvah yibum, she remains, like you're saying, like a brother that has children, that you're not allowed to marry either wife. But shaloi b'mokim yibum, when it's a stranger involved, shari yitzara, avad, you're allowed to marry the other wife that was married to you with your daughter. Omer Ravashi says, Masnisa Nami Deka. Our Mishnah is also a raya to Rava. Like all the first kashas we had go away. Taka, we do not need the posik for Erva Gufa. Erva Gufa Pshiti can be Miyabma. The only chiddush in the posik for is for the Tzora. Our Mishnah also says like that. Diktoni, our first Mishnah says, Chamesh Esrei Noshim. 15 Noshim. Poitroi Tzora Sayim. That they parted the Tzora, the other wife also. V'ilu, Peturois, Upoitrois, Lekatoni. Our mission does not say that these 15 Noshim themselves are Peturois, and also the Poitrois. That the mission doesn't say. The mission goes right away to say, Poitrois, Sarasayim. In other words, these 15 Nashim, if your brother was married to, pshit, you can't be miyavim them. We don't need any pasuk. We don't even talk about them. If your brother's married to your daughter, pshit, you can't marry her. So the chiddush of the Mishnah is, poitroi sarasayim, that if they're married to another wife, that second wife also, you can't be miyavim. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Now the Gemara says, "Umayishna erva tletzricha kro." Why don't I need a pasuk for the erva itself to say that there's no mitzvah yibam? Why a pasuk is svara? So that's that was the whole kasha up until now. You don't need a pasuk as prita. For the Gemara, tzora namel letiboy kro. Lechura the tzora also I should not need a pasuk. Mishum diyein esa doich loisus sheish bekoros. Because also an essay can be deich to say sheish bekoros. The Rashi says, "Sarah namla tiboy yoleha kroal adrosha." The essay can be say sheish bekoros. The siv litzror the mashma lo yachos isha v'loit sarosa uktsiv koros b'soyf harois. Because in this parsha of your sister of your sister-in-law, it says you can't marry your sister and then marry your after you have your wife. You can't marry your sister-in-law. You can't marry your wife's sister. So in that pasuk says a lashon litzra. Yeah, the pasuk says this. The pasuk we had in Bayikra, Yudches, v'isha el achoyse lo yisikach. You're not allowed to marry two sisters. If you have one, you can't marry the other one. Litzra. Now litzra we medash, and litzra means that you can't marry a second wife either to it. Legalo yisrevos soleh b'chayeho. So we're saying now litzra is a chiddush, that the tzara either you can't marry. So tzara would mean, let's say in this case, you married one sister, and your brother married another sister, and your brother has another wife. So not only can't you marry your sister-in-law, but litzra means that tzara either you can't marry. So the kid said, there's a gzeras akosik that says she's an erva. So from this pasuk we see that a tzara of your sister-in-law is also called an erva to you. That's the way we're dashing this pasuk. That's litzra. Litzra means that the tzara, the second wife, to your sister-in-law is also an erva. So for the Gemara, she's also an erva. What do I need a pasuk for to say that there's no mitzvah yibum? Pshita again, there's no mitzvah yibum. From this pasuk, we see there's an erva even by your sister-in-law's second wife. Yeah. Sarah, the Sarah, the second wife. She's married to her husband, and he has two wives. Her and another one. Yitzun matzara namalot tiboy kro. Mishnas lochlosav yishes bekoros. On this, the Gemara says, "O malei ravacha bar deivoy, mar leravino hochikom mishmei de rova." This is what we said over the name of Rova. Tzara namalot tzara kro enechanami. For a tzara attack, also we do not need a posik. We don't need a posik, like we're saying right now, because we're dashing a posik litzro to tell us litzro says that the tzara also has nerva to you. Ki yitzun kro. When do we dash in the end of the pasuk of Oleho? They tell us the Mokim Yibum, Yitzra Kro.